a sister that a man from here that was German went back to Germany, and he married his sister and brought her here to Metiche, and then that family. And I know that's why he ever came here, of course, because his sister lived here.
And you mentioned that he fought in World War One.
He was a World War One. Yeah, he was a naturalized citizen. Of course, he had German brothers in the German army, and he went back to France, but he never got into any combat, really. And then, of course, he never got to go to see his folks or anything like that.
And you were married after the war?
Yes. Uh-huh. I didn't. That was it. You know, you could live right almost neighbor to neighborhood. And they lived, his sister lived up here. It's not more than 4 miles, I think, right straight up country here. And knew all her fellow's people all my life. I never met him till after he came back from the service. And all the years that we lived that close, but I never ever did meet him till after he came back from the service.
And how many years were you married?
43 years.
And
we weren't too young when we were married. I stayed with my brother's kids till I was 27, which is all my sisters were married probably when they were 18, and he, in the same way with him, his brother-in-law died and left his sister with a family, quite some. He's helped her a while, but so anyway, I was 27, and I think he was 36. So. Past when we were married, but we weren't kids anyway.
But you know what you were doing, though.
Well, we never had too many problems.
That's good. And did he ever belong to any clubs here in town?
He?
Your husband?
Well, he belonged to these Odd Fellows and lodge like I did, Rebecca. That was about the only thing. And I'm sure he was raised Lutheran, as far as religion.
And now, is there a Lutheran church here that he could attend?
No. No.
Well, that's great. That's great information. Maybe you could tell me a little did you call your parents by names other than mother and father?
No.
You just always called them mother and father?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think we called him Dad, if I remember our dad. Kids used to call their mother, parents, Mom and Pa, but I don't think we ever did that. I think it was Mom and Dad or Mother and Dad.
Okay. What about your grandparents? Did you have any names for them?
Well, I never knew my grandparents. Of course, they were all dead before I was born. Mother's mother died. Oh, land, my sister that was... I had two sisters that I say we grew up with. And the one that was almost 8 years older than I, she was just a baby when grandmother died. And then I never knew my grandparents.
I see. On either side?
No, they were all gone before I was ever born. I have an old picture in there of my father's mother, an old, the enlarged pictures. And they died about 2 years after I was born, but of course they were in the East, so I never saw them. And while we were back there one time, we found where her parents were buried that I never even knew that was my great-grandparents. And we found their graves there. That's the way, in the little cemetery in New York State there, they called it, it doesn't matter what it is, I can't think. But just the most beautiful little place out there in the Catskills, they're so pretty if you've ever been back there.
It is beautiful.
But we found, quite a lot of graves and things of people, and we got a lot of family history back there.
Now,
different things, that you can find, courthouses, and we spent 2 days in the library there in Albany, just looking up